Good morning from the Ottawa County Farm Service Agency. Denny Heflin here this week with the USDA report. The harvest is in full swing in Cass and Ottawa County, and farmers are busy out in the field. So just a reminder to everybody to stay safe out there and keep in mind that there may be others around your equipment. So look around and try to keep them in mind so we don't have any accidents. Farm Service Agency has been busy this week working on the annual CRP rental payments. These are currently being processed and queued up and sent out to participants. Next week, we'll be doing the final DCP and acre direct payments. They'll be released sometime the 11th or 12th, and you'll be getting your transaction statements from Kansas City with the amounts on them sometime in the next couple of weeks. So anyway, for now, the CRP participants can begin to monitor your bank accounts. And if in the next few days you don't get your annual payment, maybe you want to give your FSA office a call just to kind of check things out. Same way with the DCP. Sometime around the 17th, if you haven't got your payment, call your FSA and check it out, see if something happened. For CRP participants who did some managed hay and grazing, remember you should have had your bales and your livestock off of there last Saturday. One final thing you have to do is remember to report the amount of bales harvested or acres grazed to your FSA office. Also on CRP, there's incidental grazing, which is to allow livestock to do incidental grazing on small areas of CRP that are maybe within a field that you want to glean. So prime examples of this would be your waterways or your contour buffer strips. There is a 60-day limitation on the number of days the livestock can be out there, so you need to plan accordingly for that. There is a 25% payment reduction, and it must be requested before you begin. So check with your FSA office if you intend to have livestock grazing your crop residues, we'll get you fixed up with that. Thinking ahead a little bit for the 2012 DCP and acre sign-up, it has been announced that we will not begin that sign-up until January 23rd of 2012. There are no advance payments for the 2012 program, so all the direct payments will be made in October of 2012. Therefore, without the advance payments, they did not deem it significant that we start the payment prior to the first of the year. You may want to keep this in mind if you normally do sign up in December and receive your advance payments, that they won't be there this year, and so you might need some other tax planning. Market loans. This is the time of year that we seal grain. The interest rate for sealing grain stayed the same this month as it was in September at 1.25%. This is in all counties and all FSA offices. October loans mature July 31st, 2012, and with that low interest rate of 1.25%, that might raise some cash flow to help pay off some other loans, and you can still maintain that ownership of that grain for a later sale. Rates for sealing in Audubon County are corn at $1.83 and soybeans at $4.93. For Cass County, the corn rate is $1.84 and soybeans is $4.91. The crop must be harvested and ready to be sealed prior to requesting a loan. For most purposes, we would suggest you do certified loans, so you will need to bring the bin and grain quantity measurements or know the bushels within the bins at the time that you make your sealing request. One final note today, I'd like to remind the listeners around about the Iowa Barn Foundation's annual fall tour, which will be coming up October 15th and 16th. This is a self-guided tour of barns which have been restored using the Barn Foundation's grant program. Visitation hours daily are 8:30 to 5. Information about the tour and the Barn Foundation is available at iowabarnfoundation.org. The primary purpose of the tour is to encourage barn preservation and help teach young people about Iowa's agricultural heritage. There are several barns around the immediate area, and these all are listed on the website along with directions to each of the farms. The tour is free and is at your own pace and time limits. Remember the dates, October 15th and 16th, and again, it's available at their website, iowabarnfoundation.org. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Have a great week, and thank you for listening.